This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live, dial toll-free. Join us here on the radio. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Melanie,
and Daryl.
For those of you just tuning in, we're talking about a disturbing trend that is getting more prolific across various different state governments. It's called risk prediction. And it has been going on, according to the article at Prison Legal News, for nearly 100 years, at some level or another within the criminal justice system. But in 2015, Pennsylvania officials indicated the state would be the first in the nation to mandate widespread use of these risk predictors to determine how much time defendants should spend behind bars. So other states have been using them for other things like probation assessments and things like that. In this case, they're going to be bringing these risk predictors in to consider the person's, you know, where they came from, the neighborhood, the color of their skin, their gender, criminal record, educational background, even their history of arrests, according to Prison Legal News. Not convictions, but arrests. So, you know, it's not hard for a cop to just arrest you for some crap. They drop the charges later, you still have the arrest record, even though you didn't commit the act or whatever.
Right.
So another factor in Pennsylvania's Commission on Sentencing that they plan to include in their risk predictor program is perhaps its most controversial, and that is the defendant's history of arrests. As public defenders throughout the state have pointed out to the commission, arrest rates are even more racially skewed than convictions. Based on the same type of statistical generalizations used in risk prediction, data shows that men without a high school education or who are single or unemployed are more likely to be black or Hispanic and live in low-income neighborhoods. This is a compounding problem, said Bradley Bridge, who's an attorney with the Defender Association of Philadelphia, which has argued that factoring a defendant's arrest history into sentencing decisions may be unconstitutional. What do you think about that, Melanie? You went to law school.
As far as settled case law, I don't think there is any, and I remember looking a while back. But yeah, that's you can't do that.
Yeah, I mean, could you possibly bring up arrests in courtroom in front of a jury if that person was never convicted of those arrests?
Usually can't even bring up convictions unless...
Really?
Sometimes you can, but it's weird.
A lot of time, depending on the charges, and I've seen them do it where objection, relevance, well, it speaks to his character.
But then you have to get his character into issue in the first place.
With Ross Ulbricht, the prosecution mentioned things that he was not even officially charged with.
That's true. And they got away with it.
And it was allowed.
Well, that's right. And there's a reason why Ross Ulbricht's case was appealed as much as it was, and he
was
famous, so they, you know, they were going to stick him with whatever they wanted to stick him with. Normal, everyday cases, really different stuff goes on than, hey, we hate this guy. Let's, you know, prove a point. Those are really two different things.
Mark Bergstrom, the executive director of Pennsylvania's Commission on Sentencing, noted he's listening to concerns like Bridges, as well as from others who have spoken out at public hearings across the state. While he contends that according to research, prior arrests more accurately predict recidivism than prior convictions, he knows that using arrests as a factor in the state's risk predictor will be challenged in court, something the commission wants to avoid. And while risk assessments are mandated to be used in nearly every criminal case in the state now, Bergstrom wants them to be applicable in a limited way, to identify low-risk defendants who would benefit by avoiding prison altogether, and high-risk defendants to be considered for longer sentences or more intense treatment.
Yeah, to support the existing CAST system.
Mm-hmm.
Because, okay, if life didn't like you in the first place, if your parents were in prison, if you live in a low-income neighborhood...
You're having extra 5 years.
All these things you have no control over, well, we need to send you to jail, not because you committed the same crime as the rich kid, but because we don't like you.
Pretty much. Quote, while risk assessment tools and evidence-based research and practices are part of a vital part of criminal justice reform efforts, they do not absolve us of our moral responsibility as a country, said the founder and director of Just Leadership USA for truthout.org. Quote, couching reform in risk offers the kind of cowardly political out that makes it easy to bury the faces and ignore the stories of people, families, and entire communities whose lives have been devastated by prison time. Martin continued saying, quote, what risk assessment tools can't measure is the power of redemption, a human capacity that belongs to people who have committed all sorts of crimes, including murder. Are we so morally bankrupt that we do not believe that people have the capacity to change? We've reduced human beings saddled with criminal convictions to statistical probabilities, unquote.
And most of these stats are exactly backwards of what would make sense. So if two people commit the exact same crime, and one of them is from a low-income neighborhood, their parents are absentee or in prison or whatever, they have all the other stats that they have no control over, and they do a thing, you know, say they steal something versus a kid from the suburbs who thought it'd be funny to steal something. Mm-hmm. Like, which one of those people is really worse? Like, they're both wrong.
Sure.
But if I find out somebody stole $20 from me because they really needed the food and they're not legally allowed to work yet, maybe because they're 16 or something,
sure,
versus somebody who has 7 iPhones and thought it'd be funny, I'm going to deal with those people differently.
But the statistical risk prediction would say that the
state's going to deal with it the opposite way,
yeah,
because they're the
point.
State.
Right. Further, while risk assessments here may be effective in forecasting recidivism, they don't have the capacity to actually prevent it. Risk predictors help to identify offenders who are more likely to commit future crimes, but do nothing to change the circumstances of those who feel desperate enough to engage in criminal behavior in the first place. Quote, America won't solve its prison crisis using the same logic used to construct those prisons, said Martin. He said further, in the name of reform, we have settled on an automated and mechanical solution to a bizarre and inhumane system, weighing each individual life using factors that excuse us of our responsibility to those lives. This guy's got some really important things to say about this. Kudos to him. There's some evidence that supports such criticism. In May of 2016, ProPublica issued a report claiming that risk prediction calculations made by Compass, an assessment tool produced by Michigan-based company NorthPoint, often show a racial bias, handing down harsher...
Yeah, that's what they're designed to do.
Right. Handing down harsher scores to blacks than to whites. NorthPoint has disputed ProPublica's findings as being misleading. Also, as reported by TCF.org in August of 2016, some critics have raised concerns relating to public transparency and the proprietary algorithms employed by risk prediction programs.
Oh, the sentencing structure is a secret now. That's not how laws work in the U.S., by the way. You can't have secret laws.
We're sorry.
No, they have secret courts. Why the hell can't they have secret laws and secret formulas?
Yeah, we're sorry.
They're not supposed to do that
either. This is a private company that made this software. We don't know how they calculate this stuff. We can't just let you have access to their code. Copyright. Haven't you heard of, you know, intellectual property?
Yeah, but I've also heard of open source software.
Well, that would cost a lot less if they actually used the open source software. Instead, I'm sure they're paying big money to
but
these companies.
But then that would allow, you know, everybody to know exactly what we're doing.
Right.
It would be like if we declassified all of the information.
It'd be like if we actually had transparency in government. For example, TCF.org reported that a journalist filed public records requests in all 50 states seeking information as to how, quote, criminal justice risk assessment forms were developed or evaluated, unquote. The reporter received, guess how many records from any of the public agencies in all 50 states?
I'm guessing you could count them on two hands.
You could count zero. They received no records from any of the public agencies regarding how these forms are developed or evaluated.
Yep, you can count zero on two hands if you, you know,
yep, make
fold
a big
them
O.
like this and make a big giant zero.
There's a little bit more here, and I think this is pretty important information. This is starting in Philadelphia or in Pennsylvania, and it's going to be in pretty much every criminal case. And this started as of 2015 is when they decided that this would happen. I don't know how fully implemented it is yet at this point, but if it's happening there, there's a very good chance that other state agencies are looking closely at this program to see if it gets challenged, how it holds up, because they'll probably want to do it where they are and where you are.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-1059. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-1059. That's 1-800-972-1059. 1-800-972-1059.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. So unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate, the possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at buysellmakeoffer.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk. Talk Live. Dial in toll free and join us right here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We got some justice system related news and opinion that we're talking about here tonight coming up. A judge shot outside of a courthouse. Apparently, the judge also shot back. Melanie's got that story on the way. Also, Daryl, you'll be telling us about judges who are allowing into court as evidence what is generally considered to be disavowed science. And we'll talk about what that means. Apparently, I didn't unmute your mic. We'll do that here in moments. You can bring up anything you want. We've been getting into what is risk prediction and how is it being used now in Pennsylvania, where as of 2015, there, according to the really detailed article over at Prison Legal News, 2015, Pennsylvania officials made the state the first in the nation to mandate widespread use of risk predictors to determine how much time defendants should spend behind bars during sentencing. And that means that they'll be looking at all kinds of factors that really don't have a whole lot to do with the individual and more to do with, like, where they're from, what their gender is, the color of their skin, and...
Oh, you mean things that they have no control over.
Exactly. As well as the amount of arrests they have. Not just convictions, but arrests. So there's a little bit more here from Prison Legal News, and it points out that So, again, a reporter asked for records from all 50 states trying to find out how these criminal... Our justice risk assessment forms were developed or evaluated. And as we pointed out earlier, guess what? These companies that the states are hiring to create software for them, the companies are, their algorithms are proprietary.
And so the state is outsourcing sentencing to a private software company.
Yes, that's
and,
right.
And a lot of cases, the states are also outsourcing the overseeing of probation, the collection of fines, and other things. So it doesn't really, you know, surprise me that they're outsourcing this.
Well, right, and they'll usually rent out the slaves, basically, to private entities, but they don't usually let private entities actually perform the trial.
Oh, well, they're not performing the
That's
trial.
That's part of the trial.
They're just, you know, allowing them to...
They're giving the judge the most important
help with the sentencing, and... Yeah. You know,
they don't even usually allow juries to sentence people.
That's true.
And the fact that, you know, in a lot of states there are these private prisons, and the private prisons have as part of their contract guarantees over occupancy rates.
They do.
It kind of makes sense that, you know, some private company would start helping with the sentencing.
Yes,
and that's, you know, by no means an endorsement of this horrible practice. I'm just saying it's not surprising.
Yes, its risk assessments have a direct impact on people's lives. It's important to understand how they work, and apparently many risk prediction systems don't necessarily work very well. As reported by Washington State Spokesman Review in January of 2017, city and county jails in Spokane began using a risk predictor called the Spokane Assessment for Evaluation of Risk, or SAFER, to determine which pretrial detainees should be released in lieu of bond. According to the newspaper, SAFER was developed by Washington State University criminal justice professor Zach Hamilton, who had aggregated data from more than 13,000 Spokane County criminal cases.
Don't you just love how they come up with these backronyms, basically, to where they're
right.
Like, all right, let's come up with a word that sounds really good,
SAFER.
And then we'll figure out
what
things
letters.
To make the letters stand
yeah.
for.
You know that's what they're doing. That's
like,
totally what they're doing.
Bearcats. Right. But they sound so cute and cuddly, right? It's a
How
armored
does a
vehicle.
Bear cat sound cute and
yeah,
cuddly.
It
it's a bear.
Yeah.
No, it's a cat.
And a bear.
It's a bear cat, though. It's a bear. It's going to claw your face off
right.
by accident.
But a baby bear that's kind of like a cat.
Oh, then the mom's going to come and just
no, like
bite your face off.
Baby lions and baby tigers look cute and cuddly.
No, they look like they're going
to
kill you.
Is a bear more likely to claw your face off or claw your guts out?
Have any idea, but you're dead either way, so it really doesn't matter.
All right, there's a little bit more here. According to the newspaper, SAFER was developed by this university professor who aggregated a bunch of data from criminal cases in Spokane County. It was This use of local data as opposed to generalized national demographic data that Spokane County Criminal Justice Coordinator Jacqueline Van Warmer claimed was responsible for SAFER's superior performance. As quoted by the Spokesman Review, Van Warmer said the SAFER risk assessment tool was accurate in around 70% of its predictions, whereas other systems employed by other agencies nationwide are accurate only 55 to 65% of the time, which means that even the so-called superior prediction program...
And it's kind of a yes-no answer. It's like, do you recidivize or not? Yeah. So you're accurate on a yes-no answer at a rate of 50%.
Well, they claim 70%, but either way, that still means that...
The average is 50.
Yeah.
Right, so it is... It operates at the rate of chance, because if you have one in two chance, and you get it right 50% of the time...
Flipping a coin would be more accurate.
Right. Well, as the article points out in the very last sentence here, it means that even the so-called superior risk prediction program used in Spokane County was inaccurate in 30% of cases, which is still a significant margin of error.
And then that's still after you alter your own results. Because if you're like, oh, these people are going to recidivize, let's keep them in jail, and you keep them in jail, they can't go commit more crimes. So you're kind of feeding your own...
You can't compare A to B. You don't know what the other outcome would have been. Had you given the person a lower sentence, you don't know what that world would look like.
Right. And then there's also the question of, are they doing anything to actually quote unquote rehabilitate the person while they're serving this longer sentence, or is it just you're being punished?
So they figured out that people who they make stay in jail longer have a harder time getting jobs. That's what this is, the conclusion they've reached.
Well, you worked as a corrections officer for a short period of time, Daryl, and you must remember some of the programs that they had available for the inmates there. I know that in my jail, when I was in for civil disobedience, they had a yoga program, and they had some kind of religious
The only
person.
Thing that I recall, they had church service on Sundays that was optional for people.
That was it?
That was it.
And they still probably call it the Department of Corrections, right? As though people are being corrected.
I think it was officially the House of Corrections.
Oh, the House
it might
of
have
Corrections.
Been department, but right. It's still the word correction was in there somewhere.
Yeah, people are if they're getting corrected, then they shouldn't come back, but they come back.
Yeah,
I remember when I was in, there was a guy who was brought into the cell block, and as soon as the door closed behind him, he yells, "Honey, I'm home."
There was There was one guy in particular that. He was homeless, except for when he was serving some time.
Sure.
And he told me, when it starts getting colder, I do something that I know is going
to
get me 6 months.
Yep.
And then I've got a place to stay for the wintertime, and I get meals. There was another guy. He was in the work release program.
Yeah.
And, they don't let just anybody in the work release program.
That's true.
Well, no, you got to have productive slaves. Otherwise, you keep them warehoused.
But, this guy... didn't have much time left on his sentence, not violent. One day, he just didn't show up. And I was actually working the control center, called my supervisor, and they were like, give us a call back in half an hour if he's still not here. They found him a week later, 7 miles down the road in a crack house.
And wait, so he was supposed to show up from his home to the jail for a work day?
He went to work.
Oh, okay.
He was supposed to
come
back from
work.
Okay. Didn't show up. They find him a week later in a crack house.
There's more on the way
That's
here.
Work.
The toll-free number 855-450-FREE.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia what?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Our toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Daryl.
You can mine Bitcoin or the new Bitcoin Cash at pool.bitcoin.com. You can forget about the costs, the constant equipment upgrades, the hassles, the maintenance, the fact that you have to have some pretty strong technical know-how to even get a miner started in the first place. You don't need to know any of that stuff to get mining over at pool.bitcoin.com. There's a 100% uptime guarantee. The website's easy to use. All you have to do is calculate what you could make with their online calculator tool. You decide what amount you want to put in as an investment, and then hopefully you're going to get something back out of it. Go to pool.bitcoin.com to learn more about it. I just recently switched my miner over at pool.bitcoin.com. I got one for a 6-month contract. Mark did one for a lifetime contract, which is the lifetime of the equipment, not your lifetime. And I flipped mine over to Bitcoin Cash the other day because Bitcoin Cash is more competitive. It is more profitable right now than the original Bitcoin. And we're starting to see some people make the flip over to Bitcoin Cash. It's been interesting to watch. You can decide for yourself which of those Bitcoins you want to mine, the original Bitcoin Core or the new Bitcoin Cash. It's up to you. Over at pool.bitcoin.com, that's pool.bitcoin.com. Of course, you can bring up anything you want. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We've been talking about various different issues regarding the justice or the so-called justice system. Everything from risk prediction, now going into disavowed science. Science that, isn't really considered much of science anymore, right?
Correct. The story from the Associated Press. Two hairs that looked like the victims, some dirt on a truck like that taken from the crime scene, a pattern on the bumper that resembled a design on the victim's popular brand of jeans. The case against Stephen Barnes and the rape and murder of a 16-year-old girl seemed circumstantial at best, so the guilty verdict shocked him. Barnes says, I was saying this can't be happening. You can't convict somebody on similarities, perhaps, or maybes. He spent the next 20 years in prison before DNA testing exonerated him, becoming one of the hundreds of people convicted in whole or in part on forensic sciences that have recently come under fire in the past decade. Some of that science, analysis of bite marks, latent fingerprints, firearms identification, burn patterns in arson investigations, footwear patterns, and even tire treads, was once considered sound, but is now being denounced by some lawyers and scientists who say it's not been studied enough to prove reliability.
And a lot of these things were never considered sound science by scientists in the first place. A lot of these things, there was never any studies, there was never anything that would pass for science done on a lot of these methods. What I used to tell people is that it's called the crime lab. It's not called the science lab. It's where they commit the crime of falsifying evidence.
Wow.
There's no science behind, you know, casing matching. And there's science behind fingerprints, but they don't use it.
Huh. There's also science behind handwriting samples. But again, it's not used the way it should be used.
Mm-hmm.
The article continues, even so, judges nationwide continue to admit such evidence on a regular basis. Christopher Fabricant, director of strategic litigation for the Innocence Project, says courts, unlike scientists, rely too heavily on precedent and not enough on the progress of science.
Mm.
At some point, we have to acknowledge that precedent has to be overruled by scientific reality.
At what point, though? I mean, how long does it actually take for a scientific reality to bust through the old ways of a court system? I mean, because these guys are going on, like you said, the precedent in a case. They're
right.
Going on the authority, if you will, this imaginary concept that is issued down from other judges, other men and women, fallible men and women in robes who have determined that this is an acceptable
thing. Who aren't qualified to judge scientific methods anyway.
Right.
The article continues, defense lawyers and civil rights advocates say that prosecutors and judges are slow to acknowledge that some forensic science methods are flawed because they're the very tools that they've been using for decades to win convictions.
Sure, how could we have been wrong this whole time?
And such evidence can be persuasive for jurors, many of whom have seen it used on Law and Order and CSI.
Mm-hmm. Right. I was at a murder trial in Baton Rouge when I was in law school. And the human who was testifying from the crime lab, they were matching fingerprints, and she testified that she matched four markers or whatever they're called.
Okay.
And the defense attorney asked her, what is the standard for how many markers you're supposed to match? And she said seven. And he asked her, why didn't you use seven then if that's like the standard for like your certifications and all that stuff?
She couldn't match
seven.
And
she said, I always match four.
Oh, my God.
And he got convicted.
Wow.
That's like, you know, one of the things, and I'm sure, you know, both of you have seen the drawings where people will take, you know, just like five randomly selected places, and they're like, oh my God, you can make a pentagram. Like, you can find four
markers.
You can
draw a pentagram on top of any picture you want to if you're weird like that.
Right,
that doesn't
mean
anything.
There are so many things with fingerprint, you can find four things. Well, you can draw a straight line here, so therefore it's got to be the same.
Well, right, and she's saying, well, I've always done it wrong, so therefore I can continue to do it wrong, because it's always been accepted when I've done it wrong before, is what this woman was saying, right? She only did 4 out of 7 matches in order to claim that this was this man's fingerprints.
Yes.
Rulings in the past year show judges are reluctant to rule against long-accepted evidence, even when serious questions have been raised about its reliability. A judge in Pennsylvania ruled prosecutors can call an expert to testify about bite marks found on a murder victim's body, despite 29 wrongful arrests and convictions nationwide attributed to unreliable bite mark evidence since the year 2000. A Connecticut judge allows...
sounds highly unreliable. How the hell are you going to... I mean, what kind of information can you really get from bite marks?
Well, see, we've got x-rays of this guy's dental things, and then look here, and, you know, there's front teeth.
It's just insane.
This guy's got front teeth. There's front teeth on the bite mark here, so therefore it's got to be him.
Yep.
A Connecticut judge allowed prosecutors to present evidence that a footprint was made by a specific shoe belonging to a man accused of murder.
These shoes were not mass-produced. This was his specific shoe.
Despite a 2016 finding by the President's Council of Advisors on Science and Technology that such associations are, quote, unsupported by any meaningful evidence or estimates of their accuracy.
Let's go to Sean. We can continue with more on the... justice scam, but Sean's in Dallas, Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sean. Sean, in Texas. Going once.
Yeah, I'm here.
I hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, I'd like to talk about jury nullification.
Sure.
And how you present yourself as a, how would you say, someone proactively trying to tell everyone that victimless crimes are not crimes. And
are you asking, I'm sorry, just real quick, are you asking for how you present yourself if you are on a jury pool as one of the potential selectees?
No, just outside handing out flyers.
Okay, you're just going to do straight up flyer handing out. How you present yourself, you mean like how you should dress or how you talk to people or what?
Yeah. I noticed that in Dallas, Texas, if you wear a suit and tie, people take you more seriously when it's 105 degrees and you're doing that.
Yeah, yeah, I can see.
If you wear just a t-shirt and jeans, you get one out of 50 flyers that people actually take.
Jeez. All right, stand by. Let's talk about this here in moments, because I've got a lot of experience doing this. And, Melanie, you've been out there before with me a couple times doing jury outreach. I think you've gone out in Manchester, too, haven't you?
Yes.
We've got people on this show with some solid experience in this area. And we'll continue here. Jury nullification outreach, also more on this disavowed science being allowed into courtrooms, coming up on Free Talk Live.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1581. That's 1-800-660-1581. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1581. 1-800-660-1581. 1-800-660-1581.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. changed. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at ProCoinCurrency.net. That's ProCoinCurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll-free to take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, and we've got Skype as well, so Skype on in here. Skype username for you is lrn.fm. Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Well, join Dash. Dash is digital cash. It's a digital money platform that is designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, private, and easy. Fees are low, and transactions are fast and can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. Join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. You can find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org and find out why. As we continue with your calls and thoughts, we're talking about the so-called justice system throughout the night here tonight with you in the studio. It's Ian, Melanie, and Daryl. Let's go back to Sean in Dallas, Texas. Sean, you were talking about doing jury nullification outreach, although we didn't mention to our listeners who might be new to the show, what is jury nullification? How would you describe it, Sean?
The best way I describe it is the way I do on the flyers I hand out. The way I describe a flyer, is this a victimless crime? If so, vote no, not guilty. Just make it quick, simple, to the point.
So you've made your own custom flyers for this?
Yeah, and hand them out. Now, I noticed that if you're just wearing a T-shirt and blue jeans or shorts, not one in 50 people will actually read it and not wad it up and throw it on the ground. Knowing that that's a crime in its own victimless way. But if you go to Goodwill and you get a suit and tie, it'll cost you maybe $15. And one in 10 people is taken in there, and you can actually go inside the courthouse and see the difference it makes.
Wow, that's interesting.
In Texas, I think that, because in most places, Keene is different. The jurors actually have to dress up for court.
Oh.
So in Keene, if I'm doing jury outreach, I don't have a problem wearing a t-shirt and jeans because that's all they have to do. I would not dress lower than they're being made to, ideally. And, I mean, if you have to go to work after and you're in some kind of uniform, there's not a whole lot you can do about that. But ideally, I wouldn't dress lower than what the jurors are made to.
But, you know, it's just sort of a standard thing if you're doing something that, you know, could be considered, you know, politics and, you know, to some degree court stuff is political. You know, if you wear, you know, basically a monkey suit, then people are going to take you more seriously than if you're wearing, you know, cut-up jeans and a T-shirt.
And have you always gone out by yourself?
I've just recently started doing it.
Okay.
Just out of curiosity. And if anyone wants to join me, I can give you my email address.
Well, that's a long drive, but
I think you're talking about there in Dallas.
I mean, you're broadcasting all over Dallas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's true. We do have a broadcast station in the Dallas area that airs us in the overnight schedule.
Because what might be a good idea is if you have, like, a wife or a daughter or a female friend. I have gone out jury outreach, and most libertarians are guys, so mostly with guys.
Mm-hmm.
Being a woman works really well for trying to hand people literature.
Sure.
And since that's not something you can just decide to be every time you do jury outreach, if you bring one with you, I've gone and done jury outreach with my boyfriend, and people will, like, tell him no to the flyer and then walk past me because I'm standing further down. And after they've seen me look at them say no, took it from me. So
yeah, that says
that
something.
That is just an advantage that
that's
I
amazing.
Have.
I'll say this.
To bring my wife with me.
Yeah.
I'll say this. If you want to give out your email address, you know, you're going to get what you're going to get. I mean, I'm not saying that bad people are out there, but you never know what
bad people are out there. That's why we have a state and have to do jury outreach.
Yeah. I mean, so if you want to do that, you're welcome to. I don't expect you're going to get a whole avalanche or even a trickle of responses, but maybe I'm wrong. So I'll leave that up to you, Sean. Did you want to do that?
Yes. Sure, why not? It's all lowercase. It's RAVER469@yahoo.com.
I couldn't make that out. Your cell phone dropped out a little bit on the packets. Try that one more time.
It's all lowercase. It's RAVER469@yahoo.com.
Raver? Raver?
Yeah, like
RAVER?
I like my phone number, 469.
Okay.
Area code.
Gotcha. All right. Well, hey, so here's what I would have to say to your question about wearing a suit. I've never done it, but then again, I don't really much care to wear suits.
Well, Keene and Texas are very different.
And I think you make a really interesting argument as to why that is, Melanie, saying that if the people in Texas are forced to wear dress clothing to this event, then...
Well, that's part of it, but I also think it's just part of it because it's Texas versus the North.
Well, right, and so my experience down in the South where I lived in Florida, I did some jury outreach down there, and I got maybe about a 50% response, meaning about half the people who were coming into the courthouse were willing to take the flyer from me. I don't think I was dressed in any special way besides maybe a polo shirt or whatever
like business casual.
Not even that though, probably shorts because it's hot. You know, I'm not gonna wear a damn suit or anything that's hot out there. But up here I can say Derek J, of course, who is a former co-host on Free Talk Live, always dresses very nice,
right?
And there's no doubt that he's gonna get, I think, a better response rate because he looks really sharp, and some people are gonna think that if you're dressed nice you work for the court, they're gonna be more likely to make that mistake.
Yep.
About you. But even that said, I've been asked if I work for the court simply because I stand out front and I have information and I hold the door open for people to let them in. People still think, even though I'm standing there in like a winter parka or whatever, they ask me if I work for the court. So people are just generally not paying attention.
Well, I've also seen, you know, like the police show up wearing a big giant winter parka in the middle of the wintertime. So, you know, it is not that far of a leap, especially if you're jury information.
Yeah, sure.
Just they a presume. Generic statement.
Yeah, they presume those things about you. So, and it doesn't really seem to matter what I wear. I get more than 90% acceptance rate up here. So it is just maybe people in New Hampshire are more open-minded. They're more interested in learning new things. They're more interested in learning what their rights are. I just think that's the case about the Granite Staters as compared to a lot of other places where I remember in Florida, the most common response or objection that I would receive is that people would jump to the conclusion that I was trying to help them get out of jury duty. That I was trying to, you know, that I was a bad guy because I was trying to give people information. They hadn't read the information. They didn't know anything about it. They just figured since I was giving them information about jury duty, it was going to be information on how to get out of it. And so they didn't like me because of what their presumption was about the information that I was giving away. That has never happened to me in New Hampshire. Nobody has ever said anything to me like, oh, I don't want your information because you're just going to try to, you know, you don't like jury duty or something like that. When, in fact, as a jury nullification advocate, I want people to get on juries who know about jury nullification so they can actually put that into play and help save people from criminal charges that don't deserve them and help put keep innocent, peaceful people out of prison. So kudos to you, Sean, for getting out there and doing that. It's a lonely task, and it's hard to find people who are willing to get up at, you know, 7 in the morning to go out and do these sorts of things. If you get tired of basically getting nowhere with this, you should join us in New Hampshire, where we actually have quite a few of the courthouses covered here across the state. But we always need more people. It's still a very, you know, select group of individuals who does this kind of outreach, and we could really use some more folks up here. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, man. I hope that helped somewhat.
Hmm? I've already asked my boss if I can transfer up there.
Excellent. Well, that's what it takes first is to, you know, see what the options are, and you never know. You start asking around, you might find doors and pathways open up for you. Thanks for the call, Sean. I appreciate it. If you want to learn more about New Hampshire and why libertarians, voluntarists, liberty-loving anarchists are moving up here in fairly large numbers, you really ought to check out the 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. You go to 101reasonsfilm.com. You can watch the hour-long documentary film there. It's great. I had the pleasure of being the co-producer of it, and it's very, very persuasive, very useful information. In fact, Will Coley is on the line here from Tennessee, soon to be our neighbor in Keene, New Hampshire. At least that's the plan at the moment. You're raising funds to open up a mosque in Keene, New Hampshire. Hey, Will.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, just doing great. How's the fundraiser going along?
We're actually doing fairly well. We're up to about $6,000 in total.
Wow.
Sounds like bumper.
We're going to get back into it. I know you were starting with a $15,000 request, but you managed to do some cost savings, right? What's it down to right now is the total that you're trying to raise?
$11,000.
Wow. So over halfway to the goal here. We're going to continue. You're going to, I don't know what you're calling about, but we'll find out here in moments. Will Coley is with us from Muslims for Liberty. Muslims, the number 4, liberty.org. And hour number 3 is on the way. This is Free Talk Live. Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining, but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. For an investment of as low as $129, you can have a lifetime mining contract and support the Bitcoin network. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. It's the most profitable pool for miners, paying 120% of the block reward. That's pool.bitcoin.com.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash. A digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at dash.org.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to libertyid.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's libertyid.com, promo code FREETRIAL. libertyid.com. libertyid.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.